Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Kelly, will you share that really cool message we got off the app?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if y'all remember the other day, but we got a really neat text that this is a callback to. And so on the app, we received, "Hey gang, I'm listening to Wednesday's podcast and you guys talked about things you remember as a kid. Kelly told a story about a kid getting held back and the teacher made it a sweet moment." That's where the teacher said, "Who wishes they could stay in Miss Maitland's class?" And everybody raised their hand and she picked one special student, right?
Yeah.
Well, that spurred a text from a basketball coach who had a less fortunate player that couldn't afford shoes or the equipment to play. So the coach told that player that he won a $200 contest and took that player shopping. I'm a coach for the Junior Sons League here in Phoenix, and I have a player in a very similar situation. It is such a great idea that I hope that caller doesn't mind. I steal that idea, and I thought I'd share thanks to you, buds.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Great job, coach.
You steal that all day.
Very good. Very good.
We have an incredibly generous audience.
Yeah.
And we get to see that over and over and over again. Mm. So before we get to one more thing in the next segment, and it is crazy what happened. It involves a chicken, a high-speed chase, and bear mace.
Oh.
All in one more thing. Okay. But we got a card today before the show from someone we've known since we've been coming to Pennsylvania.
For a long time, man.
Dave's down here in the front, and he and his wife, Joanne, have been in the front row for shows. I don't know where you were for the brewery show, the very first one. You weren't there. But since then, I feel like you and Joanne were in or near the front, everyone. They'd bring us sticky buns from a local place that I can never remember the name. What's it called?
Mr. Sticky's.
How can I forget? Yeah. It's what Hot Wings called his junk in college.
It's true. Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, a number of weeks ago, we started our day with a text from Dave that said Joanne had passed. And I know that's not the kind of thing we'd normally talk about at a live show, but we had met Dave and Joanne a number of times, and they had even been in Michigan and come and sat in studio with us. We had done a couple of vidyots for them, one for Joanne's birthday, where, you know, Joe from the show finished it by saying, "By the way, Joanne, you sure are effable."
Yeah.
And didn't leave out the other letters that I did.
Yes.
And we sent it anyway, in spite of us saying, "I don't know if we should send that one." And Dave and Joanne wrote back and said, Dave wrote back and said, Joanne loved it. And she told us that same thing. I hope that was true. So we just couldn't believe that. So we wrote Dave back that morning. And so then he gave us this card. And he wrote, I'm going to share it. The card itself, it says, "Sometimes it takes a village. So glad for your helping hand." I can't believe you're thanking us, by the way. He wrote, "Joanne and I have loved your show for many years. The vidyots you made for Joanne, live shows, and when you had us in studio. In Joanne's memory, please accept this donation to Idiots for Underdogs." And it's a check for $2,000. Now, that is one of the sweetest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And
really, really kind.
Dave gave us that before we started this morning. And sorry.
Same. I'm over here crying.
So we put our heads together, and Steve had what I think is a tremendous idea, and we ran it up the flagpole. If you're here, you probably know what the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show holiday break-ins are, right? Where we help out families who have fallen on hard times, And we've never been able to get that. It takes a lot for a station to be able to do that. And not every station can get it done. And we've been trying here in Northeast Pennsylvania because the show does well. All of you come out for these live shows. It's a natural. And you guys, you've met Mike. That dude hustles. But going to salespeople and saying, hey, I need you to get me some money, but they don't get ads. You don't get a commission. And they're going to get thanked one day. That's a hard sell. Okay, especially because salespeople in this business have 8 trillion things they need to sell, and they're under a ton of pressure too. And so we don't ever get mad if somebody can't make it happen. So Dave, with your blessing, we would like to earmark this $2,000 to be 97.9X's holiday break-in this year here in Northeast Pennsylvania.
For here.
In Joanne's memory. That makes... I hope it brings you the joy it brings me. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Mm-hmm. We love you, bud.